taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Oh, that's
movies.
Sweet. That's cute.
Isn't that cute?
You watch on your TV and you paid the $30.
Yeah. So I watched Cruella. And we're in debt big time. We bought a house. So we just said, why not throw another $30 on top? So we paid for the premiere access on Disney Plus to watch Cruella at home. And we actually had a couple people over and then we shared, it was like $5 for everybody, whatever. So,
nice.
That's a way to break that up to like have a party, have some people over and then you can break down that $30. But, it's phenomenal. And I didn't know what to expect going in because sometimes these prequel redo things are kind of meh. But this movie is excellent in my humble opinion. And
oh, cool.
I really like, and it is not a kid's movie.
Okay.
Like,
that's what I was wondering.
Yes,
and where does it start?
So, well, really, it's when Cruella's a child.
Oh,
and so
okay.
It starts way, 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 way back. And you start to see some of the things that happened through her childhood that helped mold her into what she becomes kind of as we know it. But also, the movie ends in a way that it makes you wonder, well, now, wait a minute. I don't know how she gets from this point, how the movie ends, to, stealing the 101 Dalmatians and all that jazz. So,
well, there's rumors of another one. So that does make sense that it could.
So maybe
right
they're
going to
fill the gap because a lot of people were like, wait a minute, because there's all these rumors of the sequel, like you said. So people are, the initial response is, wait a minute, how can there be a sequel? There's already 101 Dalmatians. I think the geniuses who made this movie,
ka-ching,
yeah, cash money, set it up in a way so that making jam maybe one more in there. And I think it's getting great reviews. And
it is.
You know, if you can find a way to spread the cost out and have some people over, I mean, it's affordable.
That's what you'd spend if you go to the movie theater
and
get the popcorn.
That's kind of how we justify
it. All the things,
the raisinettes.
The raisinettes.
I love raisinettes so much.
Good.
Yeah, it's really great.
How about Emma Stone? How did she do in her portrayal of Cruella?
Very, very well. It does start a little slower because it's kind of you got to get through the backstory of the childhood stuff. So it does, like, there's this fabulous moment, and I'm not spoiling anything because it's in the trailer.
Okay.
So it's that moment where she walks into the party. Well, Cruella walks into the party and she's got like the, like a hood on and like a total long covering dress, and then she throws some magic dust or something, and then the paper dress kind of burns off and reveals her with the white and black hair, and she's got this bright red dress on, and it's
yeah.
phenomenal. But the acting's excellent all around, I would have to say, and I think Emma Stone does a tremendous job too. And
she melts into the role. You're not thinking, oh, that's Emma Stone.
Yeah, no, exactly. And there's some twists and turns in there that you don't really expect. You know, there's like a murder plot.
Whoa.
No, dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Not just of the dogs.
Right. So there's a little bit of that, and I'm trying not to give too much away. But I also love the time period in which it's set. It's got that old timey, just really grandeur of the past feel to it. So I also love that. And I'm always amazed by the sets. I mean, this is a real live action movie. And so, some of it's computers and stuff and CGI, but a lot of it's actually just like a real set they created. And it's like the one mansion house is always so amazing. I just love seeing the scenery too.
Yes.
Even that's wonderful in this movie.
Disney,
I'm a huge fan. Yeah. They got some bucks and they do it right.
Uh-huh. What about dogs? You see a lot of dogs? Are they, does that look?
Well, no. And believe it or not, there are two or three. There's a handful of dogs.
Okay.
But it's not the 101 crowd, obviously. And so they haven't grown to that size family
right.
yet.
We're not far enough
so
along
there. So you're back in the story to where it's only the handful of them. But if you can splurge and you're looking for something, I give it 2 thumbs up for sure.
So for kids, you're thinking...
yeah,
10 and above?
That is an interesting question.
It's
because,
a hard one to answer because the maturity of your child, it really does matter.
And there is like a, there isn't, but it's artfully done. but there,
sex
isn't
in it?
No. But there's all. But there is that death.
You see some boobs?
There's
no, a I'm death. Just kidding.
Boom. No.
Yeah.
There
How
is
can
that,
we make Matt feel uncomfortable?
There's a death situation, but it's not gory. But you kind of understand it enough to follow along.
Okay.
And so, but you know, depending on where your child is, and kind of in the somebody dying, disappearing from the storyline kind of situation, you know.
Got it.
Basically, her mom died. The Cruella, back yeah. as, you know, in, yeah. in a way. And that, I'm not giving anything away in that point. But as long as you've covered death, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, you feel know. Like...
But that's a big one.
They really explored who she is. Because sometimes
they
you know,
flesh
you
it out.
You don't want to know the backstory for some people. You're just like, oh, you're just bad. But this
you know what's funny?
Okay.
She's not bad through the movie. Like it's just, and that's part of the surprise. And yeah. you have to watch to understand. But even where it kind of leaves off, I remember distinctly at the end of the movie thinking, okay, I don't know how this gets to 101 Dalmatians. Like, because this ending right here, she's almost left as the good person in a really kind of interesting way. So. Hopefully I piqued your interest there a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I do want to see this movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really good.